Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 1, verse 15. In those days Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. On the day of his ascension into heaven, Jesus told the disciples they would be witnesses concerning him, and they were to do so in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We learn from today's Bible verse that right after Jesus' ascension, the number of believers was 120. Wow, it sounds like an impossible task for the gospel to go so far with such a small group. And yet, who is our God? Our God is the Almighty One, the Maker of heaven and earth. Our God is the one who rules the winds and waves. Our God is the God who parted the Red Sea, who turned water into wine, who fed thousands with just a few loaves and fish. That's who our God is. How often we forget that, doubt that, or fail to appreciate that. We find ourselves fretting and worrying, getting stressed and anxious. Why so? Have we forgotten that our God is all-powerful? And even more importantly, have we forgotten that our God loves us? Remember that the same powerful God who could do all those amazing things loved us enough to go to the cross and win forgiveness for us. Jesus, the true God, died for you. You're forgiven. You're loved. Loved and forgiven by the all-powerful ruler of all things. And now it's that all-powerful God, the God who can accomplish the impossible, who's on your side. And by the way, what did those 120 believers accomplish? Well, by the end of their lives, the word had permeated Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and had been taken to Asia Minor, North Africa, and Europe. Was it impossible? Not with God on their side. O Almighty God, remind me that you are the all-powerful one. Use your power in the way that's best for me and all people. In Jesus' saving name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.